What up, boys? It's your Tendo's podcast. So, we got some great news coming off of the amazing things that happened on Thursday. You guys called it, Andrew, Zach. I don't know what to say. You guys hit all the rumors.
We predicted exactly. We knew what they were doing. We saw it coming.
If you listen to Tendo's, you'll have 100% accurate information before it even happens. Seal of approval.
All the time, yeah.
Well, so like, I guess on that, like looking at our previous episode, as I think the only people that listen to this podcast are the Tendo's hosts themselves.
Yes.
And my mom.
And
big fan.
Fair.
I just mom.
She's really into and Nintendo news.
Is Purdy did call the 3 to 5 minute video. He did call the future like pre announcement to the April announcement. And like that was just the video takes. Because everything else is just like leaked rumors. Is that correct? Like the model of the system, the colors of the system, like every of that was just already like confirmed. But those the are all video CES. Itself was pretty accurate. So
how excited are we? We're in a new era for Nintendo.
We are actually moving to a new era. Now the big thing is let's move to the April predictions, right? And then we can actually talk about the video itself. Are you guys good with that yeah. flow? So do you think they're gonna shadow drop it? I don't think you could shadow drop a console. But do you think they're just going to be like, and it's out next week?
No, they can't pull a, what was like the Sega Saturn did that and then nobody bought it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Sega, one of their consoles, they shadow dropped it. And it went so badly that no one ever did it again. I think it was the Saturn. Well,
is that the Saturn or the Dreamcast? Because let's be real, the Sega had some pretty awful consoles.
Oh, I mean, I can't speak to that. I never owned one, but
See.
It's sad that they died. That's sad. We can't just stomp on their grave.
Well, I'm not here to stomp. I'm just saying. But like, so you're thinking that the April is just going to be them probably talking a little bit more about the hardware. They're probably going to mention price and they're probably going to mention release date.
Yeah, they're going to want to hold the price info until the very last minute they can, just in case things change.
I need to look at a calendar. It's going to be September. Hold on. We're saying Tendo seal of approval here.
We're saying okay.
September 19th, $4.99.
It has to be a Friday. They're very good at releasing on Fridays.
I think it's going to be June. Why do you say September?
It feels too soon between announcement and release. If they show it off in April and then they're like,
I mean, they already
it comes out in 5 weeks. It just seems like fast.
They're pretty quick at that, though. They're pretty quick with it.
Isn't it usually, most systems are like, it'll be like 6 months to a year. It just seems too fast.
If you look at the Switch timeline, it was
right
like,
now it's okay.
The Switch timeline, they did their big event revealing everything in January and then it was out in March. So if you look at that, and then apply it now. It's like, okay, it'll happen in...
Has a system ever come out in June? Summer seems weird, too.
Didn't the 3DS
come out? No, that's fair. 3DS came out...
Like summer never feels like video games except E3. Like, you're going to get games every other time of the year except now.
Yeah, plenty of people are going to be outside playing beach ball and not
indoors. All right, we'll say
playing
June 13th, Friday the 13th.
Spooky.
$4.99.
I don't think they will.
$4.99. No, I do want to talk about price.
Okay.
Is that your real guess, Birdie?
Yeah. No. Wait. $4.50 for the system. $4.99 for the Mario Kart bundle.
Okay. Wait. Hold on.
It's gonna be two bundles at launch.
So what's the let's break this down first. What's the first prediction for the release date?
I mean, mine is June, but I don't have a day.
I just picked a Friday.
So which one did you say?
June 13th.
Yeah. Sounds fun. I'm looking at the good. Calendar now.
No, because just
before Flag Day, very patriotic.
Very patriotic.
They're superstitious. They're not going to do it on a bad day.
Oh man,
I don't think
it's the week after.
They're afraid of 13 in Japan. They're afraid of 4.
They're afraid of 4 because it's the number of death, but they're still superstitious.
Yeah.
Also,
they stopped releasing things on Friday. They do Thursday now, which is weird. I don't like it. Yes, it's bizarre.
How am I supposed to have a 3-day weekend? Like, I have to make it a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
It just messes up the whole...
I mean, it's, you know, maybe they're being a little bit, like, considerate of, like, those monsters that have their weddings on Fridays, right?
That that's force possible.
You to, that force you to take your day off of work. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do our wedding at 10 or 12 in the afternoon, so you have to take some time off.
What?
And they're like, well, just add an extra day to that and bring your Switch 2 to it.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
If, like, I have one this year, Switch is on.
Why go to a boring friend's wedding? Where all you're going to do is watch them. Bring your Switch 2. Maybe
make
play
it,
some game
make
while
you're it in the... That's going to be the commercial instead of...
Oh no, we lost him.
Again, not again. I don't know. Like, if you remember that commercial where they're all playing the Switch at the rooftop party, maybe mm-hmm. they'll do that with, like, the Switch 2 at a wedding. I don't...
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my predictions.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. My predictions. I'm gonna cut the middle because I know that Purdy was saying November later. I'm gonna cut the middle and I'm gonna say August 8th.
Tuesday? Oh, not. I'm look. Okay, what month am I in? Hang on.
August 8th. The week of 8th. August 8th.
It's Friday. Okay.
Yeah, that week. I'm calling the week. So anytime in that.
That week, yeah.
That week, yes. Because you said Thursday is happening, and it's a little spooky. Right. So pricing, obviously we should continue while Purdy is dead in the void.
Sad. He had a good run of it.
He did have a good run.
We'll mourn him.
He should start joining from his PlayStation. Because... They have integration in there.
I said to join from his smart fridge, so we'll see if he takes me up on that advice. Mm-hmm. But price? No, I'm locking in like 400 or lower.
400.
You
back? Ooh. You alive?
Yeah, I'm here. Can we do this?
Yeah.
You sound like God.
you have ambience with your sounds.
Oh, good.
Everything you say sounds really important, so we're going to believe all of your predictions.
Yeah, so we have to believe all of it. All you've missed during the last 30 hours you were gone, 27 days later, is I'm calling April the week of August 8th is my prediction.
I like it.
Yeah,
Send
that
it.
My call. That is what I'm pitching. But Andrew's saying around $400 for the price of the system?
400 or less. I think Nintendo, they can't be like a premium Sony brand selling, you know, $700
consoles. I mean,
I don't
know
about
that. Have you seen the craziness that is the PlayStation, like, 5 Pro?
Yeah, and I don't know. It doesn't. I can't tell the difference between the games.
Well, that's the thing, is that you're not going to tell the difference between the games. But what I'm saying is you're going to tell the difference between the price tags.
Exactly. It's pretty crazy. It has ridges now. It has a lot more ridges on the console
itself.
Kind of
like when Frito-Lay invented Ruffles.
Yeah. You got
Ruffles. Ruffles. Everyone loves texture. When I put a PlayStation 5 in my mouth, it's going to be good.
It's got good mouthfeel.
Yes. Right.
How much did the new OLED cost when it came out?
The OLED was $350 at launch. And still,
it was $50 more. It was $50
more. Yeah.
Throughout the life of the Switch, they never dropped any price. Though they do bundles and they pack in Mario Kart for like $300 for the base.
They'll always pack in Mario Kart.
Yeah. Well, later on they will. I don't think they will at launch for sure. They're going to be like, no, you buy that for $70 separately, I think.
Well,
I think they're going to put a $70 for games as well.
So, like, Nintendo, so I can probably agree with a $400 system, to be honest. I mean, the specs-wise, this thing is no stronger than a PlayStation 5. Where it's not stronger than a PlayStation 5, right?
Yeah.
Like,
PS4 Pro, but it has more. It has 1.5 more flops than a Steam Deck.
What is a flop?
It's a flop. They're going off teraflops.
You guys keep saying flops, and I keep saying in my brain.
One more flop.
It's so confusing. Look it up. What is one flop?
We're looking up I've looked up teraflops and I've read the definition and I have to close the tab.
I understand. I understand what a flop is now. Okay, I get it. What a flop is now.
Can you explain it to us all?
I mean, it's a floating point operation per second.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that
bad. A lot of floats. Yeah. What about
I guess to us as a
it's not that scary actually.
That is in software. That's it's harder to calculate decimals than it is to calculate ints.
I don't know why they use. I guess I know why they use that as a unit of measurement. But like,
I bet someone
is anybody measuring ints.
I think someone just thought it was funny. He's like, I like flops.
It's a fun acronym. Yeah.
He's like, come on, let me flop.
It does allow more players in Mario Kart. Like that extra 2 flops from the Switch.
So many players in Mario Kart.
Are we going to have, Tetris 100? We're going to have Mario Kart 100 or F-Zero 100?
It might be. They definitely, that's probably why they're doing it. They keep having all these Tetris 100s and
they want more. Yeah,
Battle Royale. They want more bigger all the time. So
I think that'll be the like the motto of the Switch 2 games compared to the Switch 1. It's like more, better, bigger. Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. Mario Kart didn't wow me, but looks good.
That could be the one of me. Wait, are you talking about Mario Kart from the trailer or Mario Kart on the Switch?
From the trailer. Sorry, we're jumping around. I don't know if we're done with the current topic.
No, we're not.
I mean,
we can always jump around. We could always jump around.
All right, Mario Kart. Were you guys wowed by Mario Kart?
Yes. Never wowed by Mario Kart.
The map looked very big, but
Mario Kart aggravates
me. Sure.
But now imagine 23 other people throwing items at you.
Right. I can imagine coming in 24th place.
I can imagine the 24th place person getting the blue shell and the bill constantly.
Bill of bill.
Getting so bad every time.
Yeah, I think they could fairly radically change the gameplay because I've been watching that trailer a couple times. Several times. And that map is wider than we've ever seen in Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is spread apart. I think they're going to have to do... You're going to get, like, boosting. You're going to be able to boost all the time. And
you're gonna play pretty different. Drift powers up. Drift power-ups. Probably. Because you're going to be drifting something all like the time. Because you're drifting
constantly. Maybe more... shortcuts have always been, like, tiny parts of the map, whereas some other racing games will have, like, big shortcuts. Maybe it'll be more of those, more paths to take.
More branching paths,
some of the DLCs had those, but a lot of the default maps, they just had, like, it would be, like, one little corner shortcut, and that's it. So,
yeah.
Be nice if they had, like, they were just bigger, more adventurous tracks. And that's the gimmick, you know?
Can I make a prediction as to what this game will be called?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 10. They're skipping 9. Companies hate 9. They'll never make a 9 thing.
Why is that? Because it's just not as cool as 10.
You're right next to 10. It's much more exciting to be 10 than 9.
It's so that whenever they're in the office and they say Mario Kart 10, they make the X with their arms.
Yeah.
And they go, Mario Kart X.
I mean, it could be Mario Kart X. I wouldn't put that past them. But I don't think it'll be... Everyone's saying 9, and I don't think that's... You can even say it's, like, it's allowed, because Mario Kart Tour was kind of Mario Kart 9.
Was the 9th game. So...
What's that?
It was the 9th game.
Technically,
right?
Sure. It's Mine's not a Mario real Kart Mario Kart in my heart.
But... I'm in. Nope, that works.
Dude, so hear me out. I've been watching through the Fast and Furious movies one by one by one. And then I started looking out the Japanese names of the Fast and Furious movies. Right. Are either of you familiar with the Japanese names of the Fast and Furious movies?
I no. I know Tokyo Drift, but I don't think drift is a Japanese word. I think Tokyo is.
Pretty, are you familiar with this?
Nope.
All right, so we're gonna go down the title list, and you're gonna be like, I can see why they will name it Fast and, or why they'll name the 10th one this way. So the first Fast and Furious is called Wild Speed.
Wild Speed. That's a good
way better.
Yeah.
The second one is called Wild Speed X2.
Okay.
The third one is Wild Speed X3, Tokyo Drift.
Gotcha, that's the classic.
The fourth one is Wild Speed Max.
Sounds like a tall model.
The fifth one is Wild Speed Mega Max.
They're all so extreme.
The sixth one is Wild Speed Euro Mission. The seventh one is Wild Speed Sky Mission. The eighth one is Wild Speed Ice Break.
They've conquered the sky. Now they need to conquer the ice.
The Hobbs and Shaw spinoff is called Wild Speed Super Combo.
Super Combo. That'd be a good Mario and Luigi subtitle.
That would be.
Mario Luigi Super Combo.
Super Combo.
The ninth one was called Wild Speed Jet Break.
Jet Break, okay.
And the 10th one was called Wild Speed Fire Boost.
Fire Boost, that's awesome. Good.
That's awesome. So, do you think Mario Kart's going to get called Mario Kart X and start off a whole new tradition of naming? Of or it's going to be like...
No, they're going to be new boosters.
Mario Kart Wild Boost is going to be the game.
I could just see us getting new mushroom boosting the whole time. Because you're saying these tracks are wider, right?
Yeah, we're going to be boosting for sure. More boosting than ever before.
Well, because like playing like what? The latest Mario Kart on the Switch. I feel like there was so many like hills that you could do like the jump boost on constantly. So you're like constantly doing like that cheesy jump
boost. Constant. Yep.
Right. And I felt like that was a new thing compared to the previous Mario Kart games. Or it felt like the maps were designed that way compared to the previous.
Yeah, they brought some twists on it. It had kind of evolved from the last few games before that. But they introduced the anti-gravity in 8. Which had you spinning around.
Oh, yeah. And your goal was to like always hit somebody for like a little bit of a boost.
You can hit people, it'll give you a boost and, yeah, the other person a boost.
Yeah, but, like, you're playing on... it's like controlled collision. Like, kind of like if you ever play Burnout, the old racing game back in the day, where your job is to explode other cars.
No, I never played it. You want to blow up the other cars?
Yeah, it's a blow up cars and cause mayhem. It still drives. But yeah, so what you're expecting 24 players on the map? Is that what the trailer showed?
Purdy did some sleuthing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Is he with us? Okay.
Yep. I didn't know if you wanted to drop the knowledge
because you were looking. Yeah.
If you look at the starting line, when they're zooming in on the cars driving through the checkered flag, there are 24 starting positions on the track.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, like the actual line.
So they've at least doubled the game because it's normally 12. Yep. If you count the racers that they showed, I think they only showed 12, but there's definitely 24 starting positions.
They're hiding some characters from us.
So, maybe. I didn't think of this yet, but maybe it's going to be like a Smash Brothers cart. You know, it could be a Nintendo kart game.
Believe.
And it and they, any... because, well, Mario Kart already has Splatoon. It already does. Has Link.
Yeah.
It already has you can be an amiibo with hats from other games. Maybe they're just going to add characters from other games because they're just skins. They don't have abilities. You know, we don't need, you know, crazy developers, you know, using two hands racing against themselves, trying to balance the game.
Yeah.
So.
And they won't have a Kirby that can eat all the other characters and become
them. No, like Kirby will just be in a car. So maybe they're going to be like,
I didn't want this idea. Yeah.
The reveal is going to be 12 Mario Kart classic racers lined up. And then all of a sudden you hear a bunch of other cars coming. And here come 12 more cars of other Nintendo characters. And then the race is massive. That's what's going to be.
Yeah, I didn't want this idea at first. But once I heard Kirby, it's like, I want to be Kirby in a big monster truck.
You want to be Mega Man in a big monster truck.
Yeah.
Has he not been in any of the Mario Kart games? Am I like missing this?
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 had a couple cameos.
Did it have Kirby
and Link? No, Kirby. No,
a Kirby hat on your Mii.
The character. Amiibo hats, yeah, like the helmets.
Yeah, when you scan the Amiibo, that was
one of the Kirby carts.
Kirby is the truck. Whoa, what if he eats the car like in that game?
Like in the most recent one? Yep.
Yeah.
Versions. You're just going to get Kirby cars.
Kirby's Air Ride coming back.
That would be very...
I wanted to bring up, there's been some speculation. People are like going frame by frame and looking around the track. Mm-hmm. There's some open areas and areas that are very detailed for not being on the track. Like there's this like stadium and it's like, well, maybe you can, there's parts where you can get out of your cart and walk around.
That'd be weird. What would the gameplay be like?
Maybe it could be like a hub, like in Splatoon, you boot into the hub and you walk around and you see all the fun drawings. Maybe they could do stuff like that.
Jump into a door or something and you go off to the track that you picked or whatever. Something like that.
Yeah, it could be some single player campaign.
That could be cool.
Walking around sometimes.
Free exploration. As your racer,
yeah, it'll hold me over until a 3D Mario.
In the middle of a race, if you just like got out of your car, you'd get hit by a car. So that's probably
you don't want to get out during the race if you want to win the race, unless you have some sort of crazy strategy that I'm not.
I mean, wacky races, they got out of their car all the time.
Well, their cars were blowing up and getting into cartoon mayhem, so
not safe.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm rewatching the video now, and I actually do like it.
This is going to be your favorite Mario Kart.
There's a lot of like it's a short trailer, and it's like not a lot of details, but like I don't know, we can kind of sleuth some things out about it.
Yeah, why? So, what is your theory on why they changed Donkey Kong?
What do you mean they changed him? Like, how did they?
He's different. For folks who don't know,
please explain.
They made him Seth Rogen, I think.
No, everyone
they changed the original Rare design of Donkey Kong, and now he looks more like Mario movie Donkey Kong. So
yeah,
which is weird. Why would they change his iconic look?
The Mario Donkey Kong is inspired by like the old school drawings of Donkey Kong. So this look is really going back to that, even though the movie also followed it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's very classic. Yeah, they're ignoring what like Rare did on the N64 and like I guess on the SNES.
How do you feel about that?
Reverting to tradition instead of modernity. I like it. I like his new look. He's just a big guy. And you want to give him a hug.
A big Hulk and ape monkey.
All the characters are like a little like rounder and cartoonier. Yeah, the character like you have to really kind of pause and think about it and compare against to Mario Kart 8. But it's like, wow, these are rounder, kind of friendlier characters. I think they could all be my friend. Like what?
Like Santa Claus, he's round and friendly.
Yeah, he should make a cameo.
And Kirby is too. If you just make things rounder. They immediately become friendlier. Edges.
Jolly.
No more edges. Nintendo has the tech.
Think about it. They rounded off the Switch dock. It's way less threatening.
Yeah, it is very
true. See? I do agree with that.
They're adding curves.
Now, they're adding curves. So I guess, like, kind of moving on a little bit, is one of the topics here is what about the name? The Switch 2.
Switch 2. We did call it, just to give ourselves a pat on the back. Yeah.
I think it's a little
uninspiring. It's boring, but this is the company that brought you Wii U, and they're so scared to make that same mistake again.
You're right.
Am I the only one that did not like that? Did like the Wii U name? Am I the only one that
you like the name?
Yeah,
you're the only person I've ever heard of who like. What did you like about it specifically?
It's so great. The U.
He likes the U. He likes the letter U. Okay, it's a letter.
It's a vowel, right?
Sure.
It pairs well with the letter Q, right? And when you play Scrabble, it's like worth like 2 points.
Mm. So it's more out of like practicality than anything.
Oh yeah,
functionality. So.
Oh yeah, I'm a very pragmatic person, and that Q solves a lot of things.
Solves a lot of problems. Yeah, think the two in Switch 2 is just like kind of showing us a fearful Nintendo. Like, I think in the back of their heart, they wanted to do a crazy name like Switch, Super Switch. But they knew, they want to make money still.
Switch.
So they had to be pragmatic.
Well, it's probably because everyone started calling it the Switch 2. And they're probably going to be calling it...
Following along, yeah.
Like, it's something different, right? And I can only just assume that somebody somewhere was just like, Nintendo, please.
They really just want to still make money. They're terrified, I think, to not have the record profits of the Switch, which is fair. They don't want to do something stupid.
Like we talked about, I feel like that statement's not entirely true because they, as much as I do want to buy one, there is an Alarmo coming out.
Well, they had to sort of release that, I think, just to get it out of their system. Like an impulse.
What was in their system? That's what I want to
know. We gotta be wacky. We gotta release wacky stuff into the world, and the Switch is just
imagine loud video game noises waking you up first thing in the morning and everyone around you. It's wacky.
They're like,
and then they get a
crazy name.
Alarmo is very funny.
Alarmo.
The R&D department over at Nintendo has this like weird twitch where they have to release something just ridiculous every once in a while and just see if it hits.
Exactly. Yeah, they got kicked out of like the main console room for years. So
they're like, guys, you did fine with the Switch. We get it. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's just like the fact that the Switch 2 is so similar to the Switch, it just shows Nintendo saying like, yeah, we got it right the first time.
If you really think about it, it did take them two consoles to get that right, because the Wii U is the predecessor to the
Switch. The Wii U was like a stepping stone to it.
Yeah,
right. That's fair. That was their practice round.
That was
we talked about this on a
the fans
previous
love Wii U
episode where it's like all the previous consoles became the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nintendo talked
like
about
It had very clear inspiration. And then the Wii was the motion controls.
Right.
You know, the GameCube. It's square. You know,
they literally said, they're like, oh, GameCube had a handle. So it was our first portable home console. And it's like,
That's right. So it is the Switch is their legacy and it is their perfected product. So I don't think there's much more to change.
The capstone in Nintendo, like they're just going to be the Switch now.
It can't be the Switch forever. I think this is the last Switch generation. They're too crazy to do, and just things change. I think if we live in an unrecognizable future in 100 years, we can't have the Switch 47 coming out.
I mean, I can have Switch VR.
Yeah, but they could change the form factor significantly. But then it wouldn't really be a Switch if it's that different, right?
You'd be switching from reality to
VR. You're either playing it on your console with your face against the wall, or you're playing it in your bed with your face against the Switch.
Yeah.
When you dock it, you have to dock your head at the same time.
When you die in the game, you die for real.
Dude, for real, for real.
Did you see the real headset that kills you if you die in the game?
Yeah, what? the original creator of the Oculus
Rift guy, yeah.
Yeah, he made this, like, meme, like, headset back in, like, 2020 or somewhere around that period. Yeah. The dark times, as you will. And he made this, like, VR headset that had just, like, a spike to give you a lobotomy, like, when you died in the game. Yeah.
What?
It really works. He's just like, oh, I haven't tried this, and you shouldn't try it, but it works.
You shouldn't try anything. So that would be the true, like, hardcore runs. No death runs.
Yeah,
they'll
do that in GDQ.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
They got to up the ante. I mean, every year they do up the ante. They do, like, I'm blind and I play Mario, and it's like, I'm a dog and I play Mario. Next, it's going to be like, Mario is going to kill me. Live on
if
air.
I die, Mario will kill me. He will stab
you guys did see the dog playing. He was playing, like, Rob the Robot. That was
fun. Oh, they did that because they did a dog run last year as well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was actually kind of entertaining. I mean, they're like, the GDQ has been getting like crazier and crazier in the kind of runs that they're having. Because, like, let's be real, they're running the same games. Like, I've seen Mario speed ran, you know, 64 times.
Yeah.
At least.
But did you see it played on the drums?
No, I did not see it played.
You didn't see played on the drum. He had, like, a drum set, and it controlled Mario's movement and his jumping. And it's like, man, you can play that game a million times. I'll keep watching it. People keep coming up with ways to play it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so kind of like moving on is what happens to our Switch ones? What do we do with
them in the trash? No, I mean, yep.
Well, they showed backwards compatibility, right? Is that true? Is that what I saw in the trailer?
Yeah, they said, oh, most games you can play on the Switch 2 that were on the Switch 1. And I think I know what they mean by that.
Is that the same idea? Because, like, so back when the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2 era was happening, right? When we're all wee lads. Sony released the PlayStation 3 saying, most PlayStation 2 games are backwards compatible with this specific model of the PlayStation 3.
No, Nintendo's not that convoluted.
No, but I'm not talking about that part, but I'm talking about when they said most games are backwards compatible. Is it like the idea that they're probably not playing all the games, or just like, well, if there's...
But that's what they mean, and they haven't announced which games or why, but I think it will only be the wacky games aren't playable on Switch 2, like Labo won't work, Ring Fit won't work.
Okay, things that require probably something additional to it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you need to put the Joy-Con into a cardboard box, well, they're bigger now, they won't fit in the
they're fundamental. Yeah,
it's also 1-2 Switch won't work because of the sandwich eating game. You can't do that on the Switch 2.
Wait, what?
What is that?
You can't eat sandwiches on the Switch 2.
Is it because the drifting does no longer happens on the Switch 2?
No, it's the IR camera on the bottom. Does anybody remember the IR camera on the bottom of the Switch?
Yes.
Like, nobody thinks about it, but the new one won't have that.
Long story short. I remember looking at Labo videos where you could make, like, a tank or something, and they would, like, shoot it, but there was, like, you could see the camera, you could use it. And when you're driving, like, a little car or something, and the IR camera, and I was like, oh, that's neat. I didn't know there was even
so
there.
Clever with it, and no one respects them for putting the IR camera in the Switch. I mean, it had, like, two games. Well, Ring Fit monitored your heartbeat or your heart rate. With that sensor.
The Joy-Con, right?
No, like, after a round, it would say, put your thumb on the camera.
That's right.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, but
a cool game.
Well, you know what? If you're Wasn't 1-2 Switch a launch title? If you're on the Switch 2 and you're like, oh man, I can't play 1-2 Switch and Snipper Clips anymore, maybe you don't deserve the Switch 2. You know?
Whoa. You can play Snipper Clips to your heart's content.
Let me just throw that. If you're still playing it all these years later,
that's your only game that you have.
All the 1-2 Switch fans, yeah.
If you went pro at Snipper Clips, then, you know, if that's your livelihood, then maybe you don't need a Switch 2.
1-2 Switch had some fun ideas, and it doesn't get its respect.
Do you think there's going to be like...
HD Rumble? It's great.
It showed off all the features. You could milk a cow. You could milk two cows at once. What? Name another console where you could milk two cows at once. Oh, wait.
Switch 2.
The Soldier Boy console.
Shout out
to Soldier Boy.
Do you think he'll have his own Switch 2?
I hope so. Well,
he needs inspiration for his console, so he's probably going to get a Switch. I keep forgetting the Soldier Boy console exists.
Thank you for that reminder. Yeah,
that was a blast from the past. I don't think he's allowed to do that anymore.
Is the Switch 2 going to be upscaling, like just do like standard hardware upscaling of games from the Switch 1, most likely?
We don't know.
Well, I mean, because it is a system with better specs, right? It's going to have, different specs, right? Like, it has to handle that stuff slightly differently. Like, with like the old PlayStation consoles, right? Like, when you bring over games, even though it's not like super upscaled, there is a little bit of upscaling.
Maybe Nintendo has never done that. They've had so many systems with backwards compatibility, but the games never get better on the newer system. They just are as is. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of expecting that as well. And I think they'll handle it like Sony, where you can buy a PS4 game and play it on your PS5 and it won't be different, but you can buy an additional patch that will add some new features and make it run better for like $20. I think they'll do that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I think it's fair and balanced.
I'm gonna buy the new version anyways. It doesn't affect me, but I think it's an okay thing.
How do I get myself a dev kit for the Switch 2? You're gonna have to cut this out, Andrew.
None of us have jobs. We live in Nintendo's void. And we're not allowed to talk about our employers. But we could segue to the mouse discussion.
Because yes, I do want to segue.
It's a huge thing.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
It is. And I think that I honestly, when you were explaining it last episode, I had still no idea what you meant.
Gotcha. But you saw the video.
And then I saw the video, I go, that's what he means.
Yeah. Isn't that a cool idea?
Now, Go ahead, John.
I was gonna say, like, you did kind of like mention though, like it's true, that like it opens the doors to so many games.
Yep.
Right. You can actually play on there. Like, I know that there's a lot of people that actually were like looking to play on the Switch would be a good console to put it on, since I mean most people do play it on their phones anyway. Like there's a lot more room for RTSs. There was talks about us saying that Halo is looking to come over, right? So that means
is Halo Wars coming back.
That's what I was gonna go with. Halo Wars
I really like Halo Wars.
Be so weird on a Switch on a Nintendo system. I can't really fathom it.
But in the video, they showed both Joy-Cons Tokyo drifting by each other as mice. So disclaimer, not actual drift. They very clearly zoomed in on the sticks, and that is fixed. Do you think it's intended to have like the Switch kicks up on the new kickstand, and then you're like somehow using two mice at once, like you're using like you're piloting like a mech or something, or they're just showing you can also be left-handed because we support 1/10 of the population.
Yeah, Miyamoto will bring back Project Giant Robot, and you can control a mech with two cursors.
That would be
an application where you would have two mice. I don't know.
If anyone is going to do it, it's wacky Nintendo and their wacky plans.
And Of course they'll do it for like a Mario Party thing. It'll be like, put them on the table and bump into each other like bumper cars. But, you know.
You're going to have fun with that. I didn't even think about Mario Party, what they'll do with that. Yeah, but I think what a lot of games could do and should do is if you're left-handed, it's like, okay, you can use the right controller as a cursor, as a mouse, and then the left Joy-Con, you use just the normal stick, holding it normal to like move your character. So you aim with the cursor, or you can flip-flop if you're crazy and walk around with the cursor. But like, no, aiming with the cursor and then moving with an analog stick is the best of both.
I think that sounds like really good. I think they were
on PC because you only have WASD.
I don't want that. There's too many buttons.
PCs are for spreadsheets.
Yep.
So.
I can see like a Mario, not Mario Maker, Mario Paint game coming back.
Mario Paint. Well, I mean, Mario Maker was inspired by the Mario Paint. They should bring both back.
I just want that prize fighting game back. That's really what I want.
Oh man, in HD. Imagine the HD
fly swatting game back. Bring that back, please.
We need it.
It's kind of interesting, right? That like this is just a personal thing. That they're releasing the Xenoblade Chronicles X, like, definitive edition, mainly because the audience also brought that up, like, a month before the Switch 2 follow-up announcement. Right?
Yeah, they gotta fill the... If you still have a Switch 1, they still gotta release something.
Yeah, but I feel like it would have been cool to have that be, like, a Switch 2 title.
Oh, yeah, that's always the sad thing at the end of a generation. You wish the game you want is on the Pioneer one. I mean, Pokemon does that for everyone. Yeah. They never switch to the new generation.
And there should be... There should be a Pokemon Direct at the end of February, because that's when they do it every single year. So
there will be no Switch 2 games.
It's called... What Pokemon? It's just one. It's Pokemon Legends ZA. It's like going to be like the Arceus. It's like a walk around big 3D game, like a spinoff. Like they already showed like a teaser trailer and they're like, we're going to talk. It's coming out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like the first half of 2025. And so they're probably going to show it at the end of February, but it's going to be a Switch 1 title. So.
Yeah. They wait until a generation is established.
Well, like right. I feel like there's not a lot of dev kits going around right now for the Switch 2, right? And it's probably invite only, meaning that if you're gonna get a Switch 2 dev kit, it's like Nintendo. You either reached out to Nintendo or Nintendo reached out to you, and they're like, we want X or we want game, right? And you say yes, we make game. For your system.
Kind of odd because me and Andrew are actually the only game developers here, and we created a balloon popping game on Pico 8.
We're professionals. And
I wouldn't be surprised if we got sent a dev kit for the Switch 2.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty high in demand. I think this system is going to have good third party support, even though we don't know a ton about it. I just think because of how well Switch 1 did, I think a lot of developers are going to want to jump on it.
I mean, so that's kind of like where I think I might be contrarian to you both.
Mm-hmm.
Is like because like this handheld gaming market. This handheld console gaming market is actually becoming a thing now, right? Because like for a while, Nintendo owned that. Nintendo owned that only.
Yeah, right? I still think they do own it. They must be like 90-something% of the market.
Well, they're 90%. Like I bet in a certain demographic, I think they are, right? But like if the Switch 2 gets in a higher price, the people that have money are most likely going to like look at the Switch 2 or look at a Steam Deck or a Steam Deck adjacent system, right? And be like, what's better bang for my buck?
Yeah, but which one has Mario?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, the only thing that the Switch 2 will have will be Mario games, right?
That's enough for this podcast.
That's true. But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Like, They're no longer the
only... We kind of talked about this last time as well.
Yeah, they're not the only people in that market anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be less of a cakewalk for them this generation, for sure. but I think they still have a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement. Like the Switch, the trailer video racked up, you know, 20 million views or something very quickly. So there is a lot of excitement for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it also is like, we need to see what their launch title games are. I feel like it's going to be super lackluster. We need to know more. I think it's going to be super lackluster if they launch and just be like, we have, I hate to say it, just Mario Kart. Like, I think it needs to be paired with, like, a Mario game. Right?
I hope, like, it's something huge. I mean, Mario Kart did very well for them on the Switch, so they're just being smart and safe.
It did, but, like, Mario Odyssey was really good.
Yeah, that was a launch year game that came out in November.
Yeah, but it was still like it, you knew it was coming out, right? So like people were buying Switches, like you had enough time to buy Switches prior to that game.
Yeah, but I fully predict we'll see 3D Mario in April at that event. It's been so long since Odyssey, right?
That's fair. That's fair.
And I think that's gonna sell me. But
the other thing that the Switch One had was Breath of the Wild dropping on launch day too.
Yep.
So yeah, it's huge. You had Zelda and Mario as launch titles. Well, as launch year titles.
Launch window, yeah.
Launch window.
There was a lot of people that were like, that might have had the Wii U, and were just like, well, I'm just going to buy the Switch and buy the Breath of the Wild on there instead.
Yeah, I did that. I had the pre-order for the Wii U and had to cancel it once they announced it. And then I went and got the Breath of the Wild Special Edition Switch.
Yeah.
So.
Blaine, shout out. Blaine is the only person I know who got the Wii U edition of Breath of the Wild, and I don't know, good for him. I mean, that game works.
Just it's as excellent as.
To Blaine, everything's great, though.
He loved the Wii U.
It's on a USB.
What do you mean it's on a USB?
UV, what do you mean? That's
his, the game?
Game is B drive. It's not on the Wii U.
Oh no.
It doesn't fit.
Sad. I bet that affects like the load times. Oh man.
No, that's faster load times.
Faster?
Yeah, instead of reading from a disc is really slow.
Oh. No, I forgot. God, the Wii U used discs. I don't buy discs anymore. Those seem so antiquated.
No, like, I get the digital downloads only.
Incredibly slow.
So, what were we talking about? Good stuff.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. As I kind of mentioned, I feel like there needs to be some sort of April will tell us, but there has to be some like really like driving force, you know? To
buy this. We've only had a taste of the info they have, and we're gonna get a big feast in April for sure.
Okay. Yeah. What even if they don't come out, what are the game predictions that we don't know about that they're gonna show?
I mean, yeah, obviously, 3D Mario.
There's going to be some indie games. There is going to be some indie games.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be. I think it'll be like the high profile indie devs. I think only them will have access to the.
Well, you're going to get Slay the Spire. Not Slay the Spire.
Slay the Spire 2 is coming out this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Slay the Spire 2. Right.
Silksong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That game has been in development.
Hollow Knight. You think we're gonna get another Hollow Knight? Is it Hollow?
It's gonna happen someday, and it might as well be. One? Yeah.
I don't want it, but. I think they'll show a 3D Mario, and maybe like a Mario Paint. Like a weird Mario, but that's three Mario games. That might be too much.
I think there'll be two Mario games, and then I think they'll do a remaster of Breath of the Wild.
Interesting.
At like 60 frames per second, because that they were rumored to have shown that off. What's that?
Not Tears of the Kingdom.
No, because we all just played that, and I think they want to be, hey, remember how good Breath of the Wild was? And they were rumored to have shown that at, like, conferences, at, like, GDC.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it. Just as, like, a tech showcase, but I think they'll want to have some Zelda in the first year, and they can't do a whole new game. Yeah.
What would it get? What would it take to get you to buy Breath of the Wild again 7 years later?
Oh, they don't have to convince me much. No, if it's at 60 frames a second, that's gonna sell me because I don't know. I'm a nerd, but I'm convinced.
Like quality of life improvements from Tears of the Kingdom or anything, like a new feature or...
My life was great when I was playing that game. No complaints.
I totally agree. I'm just getting your thoughts. No, if they'd say it's the exact same game, you could even just download your Switch 1 version and we'll upscale it. I'll still buy it. It's fine.
I think that'll be kind of lazy for them, but I think they're lazy with sometimes. So, like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was lazy at first until they released a bunch of DLC, but that game started out pretty much the same as it was on Wii U, and it was their best selling game.
Yeah.
I mean, it had 10 years to make it a best selling game.
They added a lot to it, to be fair, and they added pink boosting, so that was a big improvement.
That was the boost times. So kind of moving on a little bit more. What is this, Andrew? What is the John Hall effect?
The John Hall effect? I don't know. Google Hall effect stick. It's a fancy analog stick design that won't drift, supposedly. It's called the John Hall effect.
The Hall effect controller.
There's no one knows. They should, because it won't drift. People are saying like, oh, well, the trailer showed the sticks moving, therefore the sticks will be better. I don't know. Maybe.
That just tells me that they're not cemented. Like, we have sticks, they move. We have buttons, they press. You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm glad they confirmed that.
I'm so happy they confirmed that.
The console works confirmed.
If you have the right tools. Can I install Hall Effect sticks myself? Do I really need a controller with Hall effects? I've never heard of
I think they use magnets, and the Switch already has magnets in it, so Switch it would just make sense.
So, is the Switch 2 a magnet-safe machine? Like, I can put more magnets on it?
No.
But there's already magnets in it.
I don't think that's an issue for screens anymore. Wasn't that only CRTs? You'd break it with a magnet? I could be wrong.
I could put, like, fun magnets on instead of stickers, and then swap them out every week when I want to. That's just a rumor. Don't ruin your Switch, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try.
The hacker known as Zach Purdy has instructed you to put your Switch into the microwave to charge it.
It might. You don't know until you try.
Exactly. And that's Nintendo's way.
Yeah, you don't know. No one has proven that wrong yet, right? That you can't charge your Switch 2 in the microwave, right?
They could announce that in April, and we have nothing saying that they won't announce it. Did anyone see the little plasticky bit that's going to break off?
I saw a lot of posts on that, to be honest, and I think a lot of people are blowing that out of proportion. I feel like Nintendo has set up the Joy-Cons in a way where, like, you're not going to snap those when you put your Joy-Con in and out.
Yeah, well, it's just people are worried about the thing that's in the actual
screen. That's what I'm saying.
Screen. Like, okay.
The console itself, or the Joy-Cons themselves, have a plastic buffer, right?
Yeah.
And enough leeway that I bet if you were to take them off like a caveman and not the correct way with your caveman hands, it's not going to snap.
I hope so. It wasn't even I was worried like using it normally. I just think like, okay, you have it in tabletop mode on the stand, and those bits are just out. Those little plasticky bits are kind of exposed to the elements, and I fear for my plasticky bits.
I mean, I think it's still fine unless you're going to be putting water near it, or like a steam scented can, like one of those, like,
I want to put a scented candle near it. I don't know. What if it, you know?
And just like have steam blowing on it constantly to erode the metal bits, the little metal bits on it.
What makes phones these days waterproof?
That they got rid of the headphone jack, and then they called it a day.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Switch 2 has a headphone jack.
It won't be like, yeah, you can't dunk it in the pool.
But I was thinking about getting a sauna. Like, could I be in the sauna?
If you're careful, sure.
I don't think you should bring your Switch into the sauna, personally.
Well, you can bring your old Switch if that's going to be replaced anyway. Just
you're right. Yeah. So I could have a steamy Switch and like a nice dry indoor.
This is my dry Switch. But yeah. But like Nintendo has that issue where you can only have your profile on one Switch at a time.
That's true.
It is.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, you have like you have a primary console, and then your other console it just constantly connects online to say like, are you you?
Yeah.
But you can still do it.
Okay.
It's just annoying.
Share games and whatnot. Hidden feature.
Yeah. All the Switch 1 games, like even digital, are going to be transferred. I didn't have any doubt about that, but they did confirm it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So I thought this was kind of funny because I was like watching a bunch of movie trailers yesterday because I was bored. And I didn't know what to do before bed. And did you know that Sony has like announced that they're going to start making PlayStation movies? Like movies based off their games?
Yeah, didn't they already do Uncharted?
Well, no. Like they did Uncharted, but like this is like through Sony, like through a studio for Sony, PlayStation. Instead of like Columbia Studios, okay. Which is their movie studios, this is like they're the one that they announced is that they're doing Until Dawn, which is like this old horror game that they released, and they're planning like a few more, and I feel like they're trying to infringe on a Nintendo's movie universe now.
They're trying to infringe on my rights,
but they're trying to like jump into the Mario, like the Mario movie,
how much money that made.
Yeah, they're like, well, video games can make good, CG movies now. Why don't we just jump into that?
Plus, with Sony, all of their games are movies anyway, so it's going to be a pretty easy transition, I think.
It'll be a five-hour transition.
As good as some of their games are, you do watch, like, two-thirds of the game.
Yeah.
Their cinematic, their interactive cinematic experience is a lot of them.
A lot of them, yeah. Even the gameplay, they kind of play themselves for you because it's like, oh, we want to be cinematic. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just a different kind of style. It's fine. We accept all kinds of games here on Nintendo's podcast.
Which, speaking of that, the Zelda movie did get announced. That'll be coming out in the next couple of years.
Oh, really?
I have low hopes for that.
I really think they're just going to use Timothy Chalamet as Link.
Oh, that's not bad. He's better. He has like an elf face. He doesn't have a Willy Wonka face.
I think that's what they're going to use.
Isn't this just going to be CG?
No, we don't know. Action.
Oh.
Oh, is what? It?
Yeah. What? If so, would like it better animated, but.
So would they do a crossover with Mario and like a Smash Brothers movie someday or no? Like Detective Pikachu was.
They could.
Sonic is both. It's not Nintendo, but they could.
Like Smash doesn't Mario have a completely story. Well, it used to. I guess. Those cutscenes on the Wii game. That could have been a movie.
Oh, that was great for all of the Subspace Emissary. That was awesome.
And then Sakurai got mad and stopped making them because everybody would just watch them on YouTube. That's why they stopped making those. It's such a bummer.
Unfortunate. I guess any other things that we want to bring up about the Switch 2 announcement?
I'm really happy.
Color scheme, we got it right, and I love it. It's so classy.
Is it because of the FDA
ban? Yeah, they banned red, so it has to be like a bright orange. But I like how it's just the highlights of color. On a black console, I think that's super snazzy.
It's sleek.
It's a little bit
sleek system.
Yeah.
Are they going to release different color consoles? Definitely different.
Yeah, I'm worried. Not worried, but I saw people saying like, "Oh, I hope they release a bunch of different versions at launch," and like that's going to just confuse everyone. I think they can just have this one variation because people who want like a sleek black console are satisfied, but then people who want color are also satisfied, kind of, right?
Who want color.
So
I like how like when the Switch did release, they had the black one and then they had the red and blue one, right? Like you had to choose between which one you get.
Yeah, and that was fine. They had two at launch. And they I like that they weren't spec'd differently. Like the Wii U had the white one was like less storage, and that's just confusing to everyone.
I forgot about that. That's
true. Remember the Wii U? That was crazy.
The Wii U was great.
John has mine.
I do have Freddy's Wii U. I have it so I could play Xenoblade Chronicles X. That was like my pure reason of wanting one.
And now
I don't have to because they're going to release it. And I was like, thank God. It only took them the whole lifespan. Now, honestly, truly true. It only took them the whole lifespan of the Wii or the Switch to release Xenoblade Chronicles X off the prison that is the Wii U.
Prison, yeah.
Like,
I get it.
Like, well, that, like, if you think about it, though, they like slowly took every game that was on the Wii U that was a Nintendo only game and like brought them over. You know, like
Bayonetta everything 2. Now except for the two Zelda remakes.
Exactly. Like Bayonetta 2 was like one of the first ones. Donkey Kong, what was it, Tropical Freeze or the other one? Like,
yep.
It was
everything except for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they Xenoblade Chronicles X, which is like to me was like the biggest game on the Wii U. It took them the whole lifespan of the Switch to finally
big game. It took them 7 years to port that thing. That's what they were working on for 7 years.
Well, I think Monolith was just like, we don't want to. That was their statement. They're like, no.
Too much trauma.
We don't want to do that. So okay, so we got this new announcement. We got all this stuff. When's the next time we meet? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, we can do every other.
I think every other works. It spreads out the news. It gets us into the groove again as Tendo's is slowly coming back. This week was a special week for the Tendo's podcast.
It was a very special week.
Is we're back, as we noted in the last episode.
Oh, 2 weeks would be a great episode, let me tell you.
Oh,
that's the day I get all my wisdom teeth ripped out.
Oh, I see.
Are you gonna be like woozy?
I don't know what's gonna happen. So,
but we're gonna put you on air.
We're gonna put you on air. You have to be here.
Nice.
but yeah. So, we're gonna hit this cadence, but yes, it was a special week because you know we have the pre-announcement, we have the announcement. Tendo's has a reason to exist again, but then I think we're gonna branch away from also just being straight Nintendo as well and just chat. So you could put put us on the just chatting in Twitch. Exactly.
But this is such a memorable week. This was the only week that we'll ever get a Switch 2 reveal of our whole lifetimes.
We were alive during it. Mm-hmm.
Maybe happy to be alive. We should rebrand and be called Just Tendo's.
Just Tendies.
So it's like talking, just talking. You know what I mean?
Just talking, just Tendo's. We don't need a rebrand.
Doing the Tendoing.
You can do Tendoing.
Whole new merchandise line.
We have merch.
We did want to make stickers at one point. I think that was a good idea for merch.
I think the stickers is still a good idea. We can figure that out. But either way, we'll be back, hopefully in the future. And we don't have to say this spiel anymore since we record at home. And thank you, Craig, for recording.
Thanks, Craig. Shout out, Craig.
Shout out to Craig.
Records our episodes.
You got top guy.
Shout out to Blaine. He's here.
Yeah, shout out to Blaine, the audience.
Shot in front of a live words. Studio audience.
Shot, yeah, okay.
He posted in the chat, which is not included in the podcast, just so he knows. Only the audio is in the podcast. So,
all right.